Hello, and welcome to Check It Out, Comrade, an indie game podcast where every 2 weeks we bring you two indie games and tell you what we like about them. I'm Nick Lauber.
And I'm Gary Butterfield.
And this week we're doing The Binding of Isaac Afterbirth, the expansion to Rebirth.
We don't bring you two games.
No, and we haven't been doing that very much lately, but that's just because we have a lot of content in these games, so we have to talk about them for a while.
Yeah, it wasn't like we weren't going to do an Afterbirth episode.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody who's listened to us any other previous episode knows we are huge Isaac fans. It's been a mainstay since the first one came out. And this is more content, more Isaac, and exactly what we always want forever and always.
I think this might be it.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure they said they're already planning another one, including mod support. So
really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So I'm pretty sure this is not it.
Oh, well, dang. I didn't hear about that. That's awesome.
Yeah. The mod support is definitely something they want to pursue in the future. I'm pretty sure there's going to be at least one more expansion with more items and stuff. And they're not even done patching this one. They're still doing some rebalance patches and stuff.
Yeah. It's been kind of a work in progress.
Yeah.
So this is the expansion to Rebirth.
Correct.
Which was the remake of regular Isaac.
Right.
Remake, remaster, whatever you want to call it.
Which already had one expansion itself, Wrath of the Lamb.
Yes.
Rebirth contained everything from the original plus kind of a mini expansion itself.
Mm-hmm. And it was an expansion in of itself.
Yeah. And this expands upon that even further.
Yeah.
So it was released October 30th of this year. And let me just walk through real quick kind of the line items of new stuff. And then we can talk a little bit about some of the newer stuff that isn't too spoilery.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll cut to a spoiler section and talk about the ARG that went down.
Oh, yeah.
And go in depth into some of our favorite items and such. So,
yeah.
All right. So what it has a whole new game mode called Greed Mode, which plays significantly differently from the normal game.
Yeah. And we can camp out on Greed Mode for a minute because that's not really a spoiler.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
They there were a blog post. If you don't follow Edmund on Tumblr, he kind of talks about this stuff. And, I did on the way up to this.
Yeah.
Greed Mode is kind of hard to explain, but it ended up being kind of more important.
Yeah.
To the game than I thought it was going to. It is like it's kind of like a regular, like if there's boss rush in the regular game,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of just like room rush.
Yeah.
Like it's super, so the way it works is you have these sets of waves, like two bosses and 10 and groups of enemies, and then an optional one that gives you a deal with the devil, and you press a button to activate them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have access to two item rooms per floor and a shop with the new item that rotates out items. So when you buy an item, it gets replaced immediately.
Correct.
And the shop doesn't use the shop pool. It uses the item and boss room pool.
Correct.
So what it ends up being in practice, I really, really love it. Like what it ends up being is like super customizable Isaac.
Yeah.
So you just have a lot of options at any given opportunity on how to make your character. It becomes about this economics rather than chance, because you have to choose, what to spend your money on. You're going to have a shop on the next floor that has a bunch of stuff. They add these reroll machines, which are in the main game as well, but they're much more frequent here.
Mm-hmm.
So it just ends up being this super customizable Isaac. And kind of your goal is to go through these different sets of rooms, get yourself powerful enough to beat the boss, which we'll talk about in spoiler section, and still donate money to this this new donation machine that has these new mechanics around it.
Right. And it also ends up being sort of a streamlined Isaac too, whereas your average run to completion of the regular game mode is probably going to spend maybe 45, 50 minutes on. This is much closer to 20 to 25 minutes
mm-hmm.
from start to finish. Which is awesome. It's a quicker pickup, and you still get the same feeling of starting from nothing and getting the right item set to make yourself into something crazy.
Yeah, even more so, just since you have so much control over it.
Yeah, you can really go berserk on a lot of stuff. Especially since one of the new items, which we'll talk about later, kind of shows up pretty commonly, which helps to spice things up a bit. Yeah, it's real fun. I'm enjoying it. I think maybe the one downside to it, in my opinion, is that because you're always going towards the same last boss, which I know is same true of the regular game mode too. But it feels real static in kind of how the game's going to play out. There's no different routes to choose from. You have, mm-hmm. you have two different challenges in the regular game, optional challenges based on your time. And you have two routes of completion that have two totally different bosses on them. You do get random bosses that fit the floor theme as you're going throughout, but the last boss is always going to be the same, and there's no kind of alternate routes, nothing to mix up one run from the other in terms of where you're actually headed.
Yeah, I think it kind of balances that by making the last boss really good.
Yeah, I do like, enjoy that last
boss. Yeah, I think it's my favorite like final boss in the game.
Yeah.
And it does a really good job of not relying on the classic, because when they did it's not a bullet hell boss.
Correct.
You know, like the idea behind this boss is not bullet hell. It feels much more like akin to a boss that would be in another kind of like NES or 16-bit game.
Yeah,
you know, it's like more pattern recognition and dodging and stuff.
Right, and he's just a tank, so it's just like a lot of health to get down. So you better have made yourself, you know, able to deal some significant damage throughout the rest of the run, or you know, you're going to lose to the last boss because he's going to soak a lot of that damage up.
Similar to like getting into a condition to fight Mega Satan or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Mega Satan is the other kind of super tank, and you're always Mega Satan's a completely optional boss in the regular run. This is going to be your last boss, regardless of how the route goes.
Yeah, they and that would be a thing if they are doing another expansion, doing alternate green mode stuff.
Yeah,
would be like a cool thing to do.
Yeah, I don't think it needs to get too crazy. I like how streamlined it is, but it can feel a little samey if you're doing a bunch in a row, which is fine because you can go mix it up with some normal runs and totally sort that out. But if you're really focusing green mode to get some donations in, you're like, well, shit, I've had to fight this last boss, you know, 100 times now.
Totally.
So
yeah, I want a new mode for every one of the 7 deadly sins.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Imagine like a mode around each one.
That'd be awesome.
Get on it. What else is new?
All right, so we have expanded main game. They claimed a new final area, new final boss. I think it's more of a new challenge boss that is, you know, optional per route. There's now daily runs. Which has leaderboard set up, so everybody always gets the same seed, and you're just fighting to get the greatest score by a huge metric of scoring methods based on your time spent, your damage taken, items picked up, and how far you got into the game, you know, which bosses you completed and whatnot.
Have you spent very much time on the dailies?
I did when it first came out. I've played a handful of them. I don't, you know, I enjoy it, but it's not really my focus in Isaac. So I've been really enjoying watching Northern Lion play them.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. It's something I could see like just kind of always being there.
Yeah,
you know, like if I decide, you know, I need something to spice up Isaac, or I just want to play a little bit, you know, each day, it's a cool excuse for it. We also are supposed to have themed ones, like the ones around holidays are supposed to be specific. I haven't tried the one today. You know, we're recording this on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I should check out the one today and see if it's somehow Thanksgiving themed.
Yeah, I'd enjoy that too. The first like week were all kind of custom picked, either to be specifically challenging or specifically,
or show off new characters.
Yeah, show off new characters, show off interesting new combos, item combos and stuff. So that was a real fun week. Since then, it's just been random seeds, which still end up being pretty cool most of the time.
So those new items we mentioned, but the new combos are a really big thing.
Oh yeah.
So in the last one, there were a lot of synergies that would be really cool, but they just overwrote one another. So you'd I have Monster's Lung and I have Brimstone, like that'd be cool if that worked together,
right?
And now, I mean, it's not quite everything, but it's very nearly everything does work together.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time on the synergies, and that's awesome. Like that's one of the greatest parts about Isaac is getting the right combination of items to do something really neat and interesting. And the fact that they focused so much on that was a huge plus.
It's, to my mind, it's like it's the best thing about Isaac.
Yeah.
So like, is this idea that you know, a lot of games have said like every game is different before, but they don't mess with your verb set as much. Like we covered Nuclear Throne, which is a good game, but I didn't feel that different getting one gun versus another.
Right.
You know, in that game, or you know, the stat upgrades that you get didn't feel that different. And it's like super cool game, but you know, your Isaac at the end of an Isaac run is going to be so different from any other run. And like that's the appeal, is that is literally your verb set changes with every run through, and they've just doubled down on that so hard, not just with the new items, which a lot of which are not, you know, kind of generic stat upgrades. Like there are some of those, they're just like, oh, this is this stat,
right?
But so many of them control how you play in really kind of impressive ways.
Really, really good ones now.
Yeah, absolutely.
This expansion added a bunch, and yeah, there was definitely something missing in the last game. Like if you got Mom's Knife and you're gonna want to pick up Mom's Knife, it's a really good item. You're gonna that run is gonna be very similar to almost every other Mom's Knife run you got. Like your attack method and damage output are very similar from one Mom's Knife run to the other. prior to Afterbirth, where they made Mom's Knife synergize with a bunch more items in a way that makes it much more unique from any other run where you got Mom's Knife.
Yeah. Yeah. So super, that's super cool.
Yeah.
New trinkets.
Yes.
Which are all pretty interesting. I still don't, the community doesn't even know what all of them do.
Correct.
At this point, which is super cool.
Yeah.
New pills, new runes, new cards, things like that. Some of which are just really obvious. Like, I don't know why that wasn't there.
Right.
Like things like the one that gives you like a single reroll. Like some of the stuff that came through in the community mod.
Right.
Are here. So there's one that does a single reroll, which was before a rune, but now there's another item. A golden bomb, which gives you unlimited bombs on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of things that seem really obvious in retrospect.
Yeah.
But again, just spice things up a little bit.
There's also 10 new challenges.
Which 7 of which are bullshit.
Like, oh, yeah. They are definitely fitting of the name challenge. Whereas, you know, some of the early ones in Rebirth were just kind of cool synergies to start with. And in lieu of getting this cool starting set, you don't get item rooms, which is a fun way to play a lot of the time. Some of them are definitely complete and utter bullshit, but others of them are just real hard ways to play, ways that you wouldn't want, you know, you probably wouldn't set yourself up for on purpose playing the main game.
And they're kind of a bummer in that, like, not very many of them unlock new items or anything anymore. A lot of them just give you more pills. And when they say new more pills, it doesn't mean you can discover a new type of pill. It means it adds to the total number of pills you can get in your rotation. So if you do all of the challenge runs, instead of having, I think right now it's 6, you get 6 pills that you can have during a run.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you do all of them, you can have 12.
Oh, interesting. So,
which is kind of cool, you know, but depending on what that rotation is, like, you get those real kind of dream things where it's like, oh, it's like tears up, health up, you know, balls of steel, like
right.
In my pill rotation. And now that might be, you know, 1/4 of your pills rather than 1/2.
Right.
And that's kind of, you know, that can make things more challenging, but it kind of feels like an unsatisfying reward. Like, the challenges kind of bum me out, you know, but those are something that's on the rebalance list as well.
Yeah.
You know, he's listened to people saying that they sound, you know, that they're not fun to play or unfair because a bunch of them are, you know, not very fun to play, I would say.
I thought some of the new pills might be gated behind that stuff, but I, you know, I haven't read too much into it.
Yeah.
So let's see, there's a whole bunch of new room layouts, along with alternate palettes for all of the main floors that have a different theme to them.
That changed things quite a bit.
Yeah. And there's a new character, Lilith, that you can you know, she's been spoiled right off the bat. So she's a new character who can be pretty easily unlocked. You just have to beat greed mode with the easiest character to beat greed mode with. And she plays really cool. In fact, let's go ahead and talk about her a little bit, because I don't think that's too spoilery. She's really unique. She starts with a familiar, the Incubus,
who is a great item.
Yeah, it is a really great item, and you can unlock Incubus to be in your regular pools. But what Incubus does is shoots the same tiers you do. And Lilith starts with Incubus, but also starts with the blindfold that is typical to a lot of challenges, wherein your character doesn't shoot tiers at all. So in Lilith's case, she can only shoot via Incubus. She also starts with a new item called Box of Friends, which is a 4-room charge item that duplicates the number of familiars you have, which means you can very easily enter your first boss room and have double the amount of damage right off the bat because Incubus is shooting your tiers and you now have 2 of them.
And it doesn't double your familiars, it just adds 1 of each type, because in boss rushes and greed mode, you can use this item multiple times or with batteries. She also starts with something called Cambion Conception.
Right.
Which is, when you get hit, you have a chance of spawning a familiar, and the familiar stays permanently. It's not just for the room or some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
So she's potentially, like, really powerful.
Yeah. The Cambion Conception familiars also have a small pool, typically of a devil room.
They're evil familiars.
Yeah. So she plays really interestingly. She's amazing on greed mode. Because in greed mode, you get a recharge every wave. And there's 8 waves of enemies, 2 waves of bosses, and then Satan. So if you never leave the room, you can get like four times the amount of familiars just throwing tears everywhere, and it's real fun.
It's one of those things where when they switch this to Rebirth, you know, from the Flash version, this is something they could never be able to do in vanilla Isaac.
Oh yeah,
like, have this many things on the screen, and there are so many things that just break the game in these fun ways that, like, you know, it doesn't actually break the game, but it seems like it would.
yeah,
like physically make the game crash, and it doesn't.
Right.
Yeah, she's really cool, and she changes the way you play quite a bit. You know, the trade-off you have for this power is that you have this, your tiers actually lag behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of synergies don't work with, you know, with her because she can't shoot.
Right.
So a bunch of them do, like her familiar gets the same properties, but not all the same properties.
Right.
Yeah, she's really cool. She's a really interesting addition.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Lilith. Let's see if let me see if there's anything else that I'm missing here. There's you know, some new music, some new room types, updated HUD that includes the ability to list your pickups on the side transparently, mm-hmm. which is something that was a mod that you could get previously that mm-hmm. people, streamers especially, were using a lot to, you know, show off what items they picked up during the run.
Mm-hmm.
There's some new transformations, which is awesome, because there was only
new transformations.
Yeah, there was only two previously.
Yeah.
And now there's more, and that's great. Each transformation gives you some new benefit mm-hmm. by picking up a combination of items that fit a certain theme.
Mm-hmm. And so they vary whether they're just like very powerful or if they're just super fun.
Yeah.
But they're almost always worth like pursuing.
Absolutely.
If you're close to them.
Especially if you're one item away. Like if you've gotten like two mushroom items and you need the next couple to get you up,
then yeah, you'll pick up like something, you know, that's not great. Like you'll pick up tiny mush,
right,
or mini mush, you know, when you ordinarily wouldn't. So it adds these new strategic dimensions.
Mm-hmm. The only other real thing there, some new co-op babies, some new achievements, some new bosses, and new enemies.
Monsters, yeah.
Yep. There you go.
So before we get into spoiler section, what do you think?
I'm a fan. Like I plat-godded Rebirth. I never unlocked the Lost. I just didn't want to deal with that bullshit. I understood he existed there, but it was more of a challenge than I was willing to face. But I unlocked all the content that I could and was still coming back to it every now and then when I wanted something quick and easy to pick up that I'm super familiar with. And now this gives me even more reason to play, and I've been enjoying myself so far. Mm-hmm. I you know, there's some items that change the game in ways that I'm gonna ignore them, but that was there in the base game too. Like I don't like certain
the proportions
games.
Are about the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Like items that ruin your run,
precisely,
are about the same.
So yeah, I mean, in my opinion, there's no downfall to adding a whole bunch of this new content. There was nothing that took away from this game. It only added to it, and that's, you know, all I could ever want from Isaac. Basically, is more shit.
Yeah, it does a really good job for that. And like just having, you know, once you, I can see the argument, and I've heard people say that it's more intimidating if you go right, if you're just getting into it.
Right.
Like if you just buy it and you get the version with Afterbirth, like, oh, here's, you know, I don't know, 400 items
right.
to figure out what they do. And that could be really intimidating. But if you've been following the series for as long as we have, like, it's really refreshing to have this new, like new toys in the box.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really cool. And just seeing, you know, just playing, you know, like playing through like a run with like somebody who doesn't have a reroll. So you can just kind of like, oh, I'm just going to see how this works.
Yeah.
And that's been super fun. And has added a lot of new life to the game, which is like, you know, a game I pick up just when I'm looking for something quick too, given that I've like put so many hours into it.
Right.
You know, so it's not something that like feels super fresh, even with the new stuff, just because I'm so familiar, but
right.
It is, this has added a lot of new life to it. So.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I think we want to say before getting into spoilery stuff, just because we want to discuss openly and freely a lot of the new shit in it without spoiling mm-hmm. anything for you guys who, a lot of the fun of the game for me is picking up a new item, I don't know what the hell it does, and then finding out via playing.
Yeah.
Maybe my second time around, I might be like, oh, I've seen that already, what does that do again, and look it up. But the first time through, I always love just experiencing a new item. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ruin that for you guys. So
yeah. So if you're gonna play the game, if you're still in that honeymoon period, you know, stop listening. If you want to hear us talk about some of the items and bosses and specific things that we're way into, keep listening.
Yeah. So some admin stuff real quick. As always, we're on Twitter at Comrade Podcast, on Facebook, check it out Comrade, facebook.com/checkitoutcomrade. We have a Patreon always ongoing, that helps keep the show running.
Mm-hmm.
And likes and reviews on iTunes also bring us to some new audience. So any of that, come hang out with us. We love you guys. Duckstream was a huge success. Thanks to anyone who came and hung out with us there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And yeah, stop here if you don't want to hear any of this spoilery shit. All right. And if not, keep listening.
Before we go into the ARG, let's do some favorite item stuff first, because the ARG is more of like a narrative, and we should spell that out. Because one of the things that's true about the ARG is that I'm really proud of Edmund to have finally done the thing he wanted to do. Yeah. Like, that's what he wanted with The Lost.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Like, is he wanted this thing to happen. I'm really proud of him. But let's before we get into that, let's talk about new bosses and items and stuff.
Sure, absolutely. So let's see. I'm looking at some stuff right now on platinumgod.co.uk, which is the greatest lookup resource for this game ever. TechX, I was just talking to you about this over dinner. That item is a really cool new technology variant that allows you to shoot these big circular lasers that you charge them up, and the size is based on how long you charge.
It's the same thing if you got Ludo with technology before.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Except instead of moving it around the screen, you fire it in one direction, and your size is based on your charge time. It synergizes with a bunch of cool shit. I really like it a lot. It's one of my favorite like overall tier changing items that I've seen so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's super. It's super good. I like that quite a bit.
You throw me one.
I think so. I'll do a good item before I'll do an interesting one.
Okay.
I have had like amazing luck with the tractor beam.
Oh yeah, that's
that
such
thing
a
is
good
great.
Item.
It's really hard to explain what it does. Like it keeps your tiers parallel to you.
Yeah. So they don't have any diagonal momentum with your movement. If you're moving side to side, they continue to kind of stick with this straight line that's coming out.
Yeah,
of
they move with you now. Yeah. And you can only shoot in the four cardinal directions, or you can still hit diagonally because you can fire and then move up to move them to someone else's, you know, to hit somebody from a dead angle them essentially.
Right.
But the coolest thing about it is that if you have something that splits your tiers, it puts them in the same track.
Yeah.
So it makes a Cricket's body or the parasite incredible.
Yeah.
Or triple shot or quad shot or anything like that, because all four of the tiers will hit every shot.
Yeah, quad shot plus tractor beam is basically like a free cursed die.
Yeah, like a free curse. Yeah, except everyone will hit. It doesn't like doesn't knock the enemy back as much because it's a little bit wider.
Right.
Like the problem with cursed die is that like it's a cool idea, but you'll never hit with all four shots.
That's true.
Like you take the drawback and you end up hitting with the first one. Like this actually works. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so good. Like I haven't lost with it yet. Like it's like the weird sleeper item for me.
Yeah, I'm definitely, it's a must pick up for me if I spot it anywhere.
Yeah, super, super good.
So interesting, and I haven't gotten the greatest usage out of this yet, but I can see that it's going to be amazing. Duploplia.
Oh, sure.
Is really cool. What that item does is it actually duplicates any item pedestals that you have so that you actually get two of the same item. Some of which, you know, is if you get a halo or something, you're going to get double a great all stats up. And that's awesome. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some other items that getting two of could give you some really interesting results. I haven't managed to hit anything super, super cool yet, but I'm really intrigued by the possibilities of that item. And I've managed to get some slight, you know, really good buffs for myself out of it. I'm waiting to see the items that really just are amazing by having two of them.
Most of the things that work with it stack in the positive sense, and the negative things don't stack.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if you get two triple shot, you get six shots, but your rate of fire is only the regular triple shot.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's super good. I got it with a lump of coal, and with lump of coal, like it doubles the rate that your tiers increase in damage.
Awesome.
So they get bigger, quicker, and get bigger overall and everything. Like it's really, really cool. I don't run into it very often because it's a shop item.
Yeah, it's a shop item.
Yeah, so it's like it's kind of hard to run into, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
There are just so many things you can do with it. The other thing, the obvious thing is if you use it in a shop, the duplicate is free. So, or if you use it in a deal with the devil.
Yeah, you get one of every item from either of those things without having to pay for them.
Mm-hmm. And if you want, you can pay for it and get two.
Exactly.
If you get two Steam sales, everything is free.
That's all. That's a great new synergy.
Yeah, that's super cool.
You could get two before because it's such a common greed drop that you would get a second one and it wouldn't do anything for you. But now two of them just makes everything free. So now all shops are free items.
Yeah. Me. Yeah. Super, super cool. I'm way into the portal gun. You know, like the ventricle razor.
Yeah.
That's really cool. It allows you to make portals. So you can, it's an unlimited use spacebar item that makes, you know, portals essentially between rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use this to get out of boss rush. You can use it to, you know, get out of curse rooms. You can use it just to save time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll put it in, you know, I'll get to the boss, put down a ventricle razor, and then go check out the rest of the floor and then teleport back.
That's awesome.
Which is really cool. But mostly to get out of boss rushes and get out of rooms I don't want to be in.
It's also apparently a great, like, basically insta-win item for the Lost if you unlock the new thing that lets him start with that item.
Lets him start with a Holy Mantle.
Yeah, so if you have Holy Mantle Lost unlocked, then when you take that first hit, just ventricle out of the room you're in, and then go back in again and see if you can do it without taking a hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really creative. I never would have thought to put a portal gun in Isaac.
Yeah, me either.
But it's surprising how it works. What ruins your runs? What are the new shit items for you?
Curse of the Tower can be really bad.
That's bad, yeah.
That's a good item to ignore if you don't have anything that helps you out with that. Mm-hmm. Although, if you have the trinket, the safety scissors trinket, it's a room full of free bombs.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
All the time, like constant free bombs.
And if I didn't explain it, but that item makes it so that every time you get hit, it's basically like using a tower card. Mm-hmm. So a whole bunch of live bombs show up in the room.
Which would be really cool if you had a Pyromaniac or something.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I picked it up on the challenge where you start with Pyromaniac TNT.
Mm.
Or not TNT, Pyromaniac, I don't know, the suicide bomb item.
Mm-hmm. Kamikaze,
thank you. Number two is a similar vein too.
Yeah.
Where you're just dropping butt bombs randomly as you're... Wait, hold on.
As you fire.
Continuously firing for 3 seconds will cause you to drop a butt bomb.
Yeah.
So yeah, that run can definitely screw you too if you didn't realize you dropped a butt bomb because you're just trying to dodge shit and run right into it.
Yeah, that one's rough. I think Marked is bad.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Marked. It's really hard to control.
Yeah, it lets you steer, like you aim with a crosshair like you do with
Dr. Fetus.
Yeah, with Dr. Fetus, but you just fire in that direction.
Or Epic Fetus.
Fetus. And it gives you some stat ups and stuff when you use it, but it's not worth it to my mind.
It can be, yeah, it can actually give you some decent upgrades based on the items you have. Like if you have, because it's just a constant rate of fire. So I forget what items I had, but I had some stuff where when I took that item, it just made me like a constant stream of tears. And that was really good in that vein. But the fact that I had to aim it constantly is not easy to do, especially when you're accustomed to playing the regular way. It's such a new style of aiming that
Yeah. And there's a bunch of other stuff too that just kind of does like miscellaneous effects. Like there aren't as many bad items in this as I feel like. I mean, the proportion is roughly the same in that there are some that screw you over. I feel like almost like they screw you over worse than they did.
Yeah.
So, like I'm looking through the items now and like everything looks pretty good. Like I'm down for this stuff.
So many of them are just like really cool and unique shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's not even that useful. Like the mushroom you get that shrinks enemies.
Yeah.
Like the shrinking status effect is not actually that useful, but it's cool. Yeah, like I'll take it. You know, that's a neat thing to be able to do.
Yeah. There's that crown item that makes you do more damage if you have full health.
That's like, really cool.
Zelda. That's neat. Spider Mod is a really cool new item that puts health bars on everything.
Yeah. And gives status effects to things it runs into, which is cool.
Yeah. He's a little familiar who will do stuff like freeze, or I don't know if it's freeze, but he like fears enemies and stuff. So it does more than that, but still it's neat to get that. That was something. It's named after the spider mod, which put health bars on all of the enemies, and it's a nice thing to have.
Which is really useful.
Yeah,
And then like trinket wise, aren't as many things that kind of blow my mind, and a bunch of them I don't actually understand or haven't gotten yet. The one I've had the best luck with is the black feather.
Black feather is cool.
Which gives you damage up for every evil item you have. And since I tend to play, if I'm playing to win, like I tend to play towards deals with the devil anyway,
right?
It ends up being a pretty decent damage up, and like damage up trinkets are rare. Like the only thing we had before was the curved horn. So
yeah, and evil items are so great anyway because they so often show. There's so often devil room items, mm-hmm. and they give you black hearts. So it's so often where you can take them for essentially free because you're trading a heart container for a black heart. Whereas you might not be able to take any other deals because they would kill you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have Black Feather and you're doing that, because those items are real common Devil Room takes, you're going to get some extra damage up on top.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best new items for kind of customizing your play is, or best new trinket, sorry, is No.
Yeah, No is great.
Which it just makes it so that no new spacebar items will spawn. So if you already have a great spacebar item, like, you know, Bookable Isle.
D6.
D6, yeah. So, which are both starting items for different characters. You don't want any other space for items, and no lets you pick and choose when they will or won't spawn.
Yeah.
Because you can drop a trinket at any time.
Yep. And so, yeah, you're getting passives. You're actually giving yourself permanent upgrades instead of these kind of, you know, temporary items that you don't want to use.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really good. Yeah, it is. It's, you know, really impressive the way that changes everything. Like, it feels like he's approaching this kind of, like, it's hard to explain the amount of support that this game and this franchise has gotten, and the place it's taken in my life is very similar to when people who play kind of perpetual like MOBAs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, there are balance changes I look out for.
Yeah.
And like, these new item things or new characters are really big deals in a way that you don't see for single player games.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah. It's never something that happens with a game that doesn't require you to be competitive against other people, which is a thing especially you don't particularly like.
Yeah.
A lot of other people don't like either.
It's cool to get that experience.
Exactly. Yeah, I love this game. It's undeniable how good this game is.
Yeah, and it's really fun. So
So let's talk about the ARG a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give a full rundown because I wasn't even there for every step, and although I've read a couple kind of full walkthroughs that I highly recommend you guys go seek out and look for, that explain kind of every step of the ARG. But essentially what happened is Tyrone and Ed were sending out kind of cryptic tweets, and there was kind of some new stuff in the game too that all amounted to some hidden messages essentially. And when it really started to pick up speed was after a certain point, Edmund started saying stuff. I think this was last Friday, started saying stuff about, or the Friday before, I don't remember. He mentioned there being something to find on a pier in the town he lives in California.
It was he had a Lost Boys poster that had like the pier. It was the pier from the movie. He like posted a picture of himself and he had a Lost Boys poster in the background.
Yeah,
it was
more esoteric. I think he did a couple more direct ones after that, but yeah, essentially what it led up to was people going out there and finding these missing posters of Isaac that contained on them a phone number. It was obscured. You had to kind of fill in the blanks. And one of the last three digits were 109, which is what the greed machine, donation machine, stopped at because of a bug. Mm-hmm. At the start. And people kept thinking it meant all these things. And so they kept playing it up. So they added that in as the last three digits of the phone number. And when you called, you got Matthew Bossy, the guy who's done all the voiceovers for Isaac, basically giving a hidden message that mentioned I am your father and that you have to ask me the right question, which eventually turned into another message and so on and so forth down the line. Eventually what it led to was a location, a GPS coordinates, I believe, that this happened on a Friday night at like midnight, 1 a.m. That people found out about the location. And people started going out there, and there was a big hullabaloo in like IRC rooms and stuff of people following along. Tyrone at one point tweeted a picture of a guy standing at the location and said the first one arrives, which means he or someone working for them was literally at the place, like hiding out in a car waiting for people to show up for who knows how long. Which is amazing. What they eventually found when they got enough people was that they needed to dig in a spot in, you know, real life location that some coins had been laid down on the ground. And when they dug it up, they got this little greed statue, which had further tips on it that led to a Twitter account for which the password had to be guessed. And there was a unpublished tweet that said an image, just like when you unlock an Isaac, that says the community has unlocked something awesome. And when that tweet was eventually published, which was kind of after some goofball stuff where the first person to get into the account just tweeted a whole bunch of random bullshit, like, I got into the account, and like he made a mess of it. In any case, the tweet eventually got published because he didn't realize there was something in drafts. And at that very moment, a new patch came out, which unlocked the Keeper, a new character that can be unlocked by filling up the greed mode donation machine to 999.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was amazing
and blowing it up, so which is super cool. Like that's, like I said, that's what he wanted to do with the Lost.
Yeah,
like he was trying to find a way to hide things, and because people, you know, won't allow things to be hidden, you know, he had to actually patch it in. afterwards. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was up to him when to patch that stuff in. You know, like it wasn't in the game until everyone did the stuff.
Right. And because if it was in the game, someone would have dug it out. Totally. They would have figured it out. They would have gotten into the encrypted files and figured out what the new character was and the method by which to unlock them.
Yeah.
By doing it all outside the game and requiring a patch to the game for the content to be unlocked, it let him put on this like week long essentially game with a smaller portion of the Isaac playing community who were really involved. And just, he obviously had a blast with it. Tyrone obviously did too. And the community went fucking batshit.
Yeah, it was real fun to watch.
It was amazing to watch.
Super, super cool. That thing that you get to unlock him. So it's weird how much like greed is so important to everything mm-hmm. in this. It's the new ending. It's the new mode and stuff. And that's what makes me want like other Sin versions. I don't know if they could do one for every one of them, but that's what the best new boss in the game is, this Ultra Greed boss. Who I really love. Is there any other, just like, I'm just thinking of things that we haven't talked about, any other new enemies or bosses that you want to camp out on for a little bit before we let this go?
The pin variant is a asshole.
Oh yeah, the Frail.
Yeah, the Frail is a dick who just like snaps brimstone lasers at you.
He's super hard. Yeah,
he is really hard. I'm trying to think of who else. The new basement boss is the cutest goddamn thing in Isaac.
Oh, the little horn.
Little Horn. I love Little Horn. He is adorable.
Yeah, Little Horn's great.
He is the cutest design by far in the game.
Yep.
And I'm like, I haven't learned everybody's names yet, but the Dingle variant is also a piece of shit.
Oh,
literally.
Yeah. Well, the new, the Brownie or the Dingle.
Yeah, Brownie.
Like, yeah, Brownie is really hard.
Brownie is really, really
like
hard.
You just, it's like not very tanky, but you will take damage.
Because every time you hit him, he's just throwing out more of these like basically little one hit poops.
Yeah,
that, you know, they're very easy to kill, but he's throwing them at you by like 10 every time you hit him. The room just fills up with these guys. It's
super
crazy.
Super quick. Yep.
All the bosses, essentially all the bosses are pretty damn hard, but not in an unfun way. I don't think none of them are like anything that I can't counter by one means or another, but I'll encounter them at the wrong time, just like bosses in, you know, prior to this, that I won't have the right set for them and they'll just fuck my shit up, and that's okay. I appreciate that. I like the designs, and I'm appreciative of new variants of bosses.
Yeah, there are posthumous variants and then other champion versions of everything.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit bummed out by the Hush. I don't love Hush as a fight. Like, it's the ultimate expression of bullet hell.
Yeah, that is the one thing we haven't kind of touched on. Hush is the new optional boss that I mentioned. You reach him by getting to Mom's Heart It Lives, defeating it in under 30 minutes, similar to how Boss Rush was defeating Mom in under 20. And it unlocks a new floor. And I like the new I like the route by which you get to him. It's cool that there's kind of a guaranteed shop there that you can go donate the rest of your coins at, which makes the donation machine easier to fill up than it used to be. They'll never be a greed in there, and that's awesome. And there's also two item rooms that both have more options style, a pick between two items, and four golden chests, which might also contain item. And then you fight the Hush, and yeah, he is a huge damage sponge and ridiculous bullet hell.
Yeah.
Which it is, you know, he is definitely the ultimate expression of bullet hell, and that's not what most of this game is. There's some bullet helly stuff, but this is by far the most bullet hell this game has had. But I also feel like there's a lot of items at this point that are really defensive against bullet hell stuff.
Yeah.
That I know when my build is going to be something that can do well against the Hush. You know, after the first time I fight him, I was like, okay, I know what I need in order to make this fight a lot easier now. Which is fine for me. That's a perfectly valid option for how a optional boss can play.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's not part of the critical path, so...
Right. You do need to fight him with everyone in order to unlock the full suite of items. You do get a new item for defeating Hush with every character. But yeah, he's optional in your route. You have to get to Mom's Heart in under 30 minutes, which is not a huge feat. But it does mean you have to have some significant power. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck on previous floors, not being able to make time.
Yeah.
And you, after the first time you fight him, you know he's bullet helly. You know you're going to want to go in there with some, you know, full suite of flies or Guardian Shield or Infamy or any of these items that are really good at blocking against
bullets. Lost contact or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the only thing with him that I don't mind that he is... like the defensive part of him, as much as I wish he wasn't quite as tanky.
Yeah.
Like he just takes a long time.
And then he goes underground and just doesn't do anything for a while. Yeah, just hangs out. And that he's not perfect. I'm willing to bet that he's going to get some tweaks as to how he plays.
I think so too. Yeah.
I don't think he's completely finalized yet. But I think I've just about beat him with everybody already. Like he's not bad. He's fine. I like that there's an optional new floor to go to when you're having a good run and you want to.
Yeah, you can make it a little bit better. It's not quite chest level, but you can get some extra stuff. Yeah, I dig it too. I like Ultra Greed a lot, and I wish I liked him a little bit more. So
totally understandable. Yeah. He's not perfect, but I enjoy that he's there.
Yeah, he's a good pup. He's a good boy.
I'm also interested in he's a good sweet boy. He's a nice pupper. I'm also interested in what thematic service he serves. Like the level he's on is called the Blue Womb.
I was trying to I haven't figured out any lore stuff. There's an ending where Isaac turns into a keeper.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not I don't know, is this some kind of drowning or water birth thing? I don't actually know. So
yeah, or it could be some the way that he pops out from the floor, mm-hmm. makes me think that he is representative of some reabsorption of
a vanishing twin thing.
Yeah. An in vitro twin who got reabsorbed, something like that. This game plays with a lot of really really gross themes, so I wouldn't put that beyond him. But yeah, I'm interested to see if there's more to that at any point.
Yeah, for sure. I'm curious about it. I wonder if some of that stuff will come when I start beating things with Greed or with the Keeper, with the new character.
Yeah.
Which, that's probably, I'm probably not going to get everything in this because don't know if I can stand the idea of doing the Lost, doing things again with the Lost, especially
right.
There's now an item for defeating Mega Satan with every character.
Yes.
And it's I don't know if I want to defeat Mega Satan with the Lost.
But he also has been buffed significantly.
That's true. Like the Lost is slightly less bullshit now.
Yeah,
which is super cool. But I probably will unlock the Keeper because he seems like he plays really differently. He uses coins as health,
right,
and stuff. But other than that, so this might not be. I may not 100% it. It's still going to be my fallback game though for a good long time.
Right. I feel like I probably will at some point 100% the game, but it's gonna be a slow back burner game that I come back to and do a run here and there.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sit down with this game for the next couple weeks and try and pump out every post-it note fill.
No,
and,
I have no sense of urgency about it.
Yeah.
So
I want the content to be stretched as long as possible.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at least until they announce the new thing.
Right.
And then start that hype train rolling again.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I think that's Afterbirth. You already know if you like Rebirth,
right?
But if you do, if you're on the fence about getting this, if you like Afterbirth, I think, or Rebirth, I think you should get it. And now you know what we think about it.
Yeah, I don't. If you're considering buying it and haven't, if you like Rebirth, but maybe you're not playing it a ton and can't decide if you want to get this yet or not, I think it's definitely a up in difficulty.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So I think that. Until you're feeling proficient with Isaac and feel like you're aching for more content, you kind of flushed out all that there is to do with Rebirth, that's the point where Afterbirth is perfect.
Yeah.
Before that, I think it's totally understandable to say that Afterbirth might up the challenge a little bit too much for you or just expand the item pool to be way too confusing for you. That's perfect. That perfectly valid. Get all the content you can out of Rebirth before jumping into this. It's definitely an expansion made for people who have played a lot of Isaac.
And the dollar per entertainment ratio, which is kind of bullshit, but it's it's a lot of content.
Oh, it's fucking huge. Yeah, you can't get more hours of game out of anything.
Worth the money. He's there's no shilling going on here. So
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Edmund doesn't pay us anything.
Yeah. Totally.
we just love his game to death. So.
Yeah.
I think that's it, guys. We'll see you next time. We're gonna do an actual two game episode before we finish out the season.
Mm-hmm.
Which we're gonna do before the end of, right before the end of the year. And then after those two episodes,
take a little break, come back with something new in NDE.
Yeah. We'll be back 2016 with some fresh new shit.
Indeed.
So, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next time.
Have a good night.